AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Representatives of Russia and Ukraine met for their second round of peace talks in just over 2 weeks. But aside from agreeing to swap thousands of their dead and seriously wounded troops, they've made no progress towards ending the three-year-old war. Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if President Trump would meet with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts in a bid to find peace.
The president has said he's open to it if it comes to that, but he wants both of these leaders and both sides to sit down at the table together. And we saw them do that at the urging of President Trump today. But as for how the president feels about those talks and what took place there, I'll let him speak on that.
A man accused of using a makeshift flamethrower and an incendiary device to attack a group in Boulder, Colorado, that had gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza, has been charged with a federal hate crime. President Trump says the attack was horrific and won't be tolerated in the U.S. The AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president suggesting his predecessor is to blame, saying suspect Mohammed Soleiman came into the U.S. under, quote, Biden's ridiculous open border policy, a claim echoed by spokeswoman Karoline Leavitt.
This terrorist was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay.
But the details surrounding Soleiman are not exactly clear. A top Homeland Security official writes Soleiman came into the U.S. in August 2022 with a visa, applied for asylum a month later, was given a work authorization when that visa expired, and had been here illegally since the authorization expired. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Trump's administration renewed its request for the Supreme Court to clear the way for plans to downsize the federal workforce. That's while a lawsuit filed by labor unions and cities continues. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a recent sabotage of a popular garden in Michigan.
Devotees are making the annual pilgrimage to the University of Michigan to see and smell one of the world's premier collections of peonies.
It's one of the largest peony gardens in North America.
Curator David Michener.
We get between 70 and 80,000 people.
But this year, a large swath of the flowering plants were sabotaged. Vandals cut off the blooms of roughly 250 peonies. Visitor Linda Klinzar.
What would possess someone just to destroy nature and the beauty of it?
While no one has claimed responsibility, officials say papers were left behind, saying Palestinian lives deserve to be cared for more than these flowers. Visitors such as Melanie Miller says they will still enjoy visiting the garden.
They got chopped down, but it's okay. It's really pretty.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.